Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,249, Ashton Group Limited seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for a proposed and existing structures, sections 115.82 and 115.182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the south side of Oyster House Road and northeast side of Coastal Highway, that's Route 1. The 911 address is 37458 Oyster House Road, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial. The tax parcel ID is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 31.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 52-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback to Route 1 and a 30.2-foot variance to the required 60-foot front yard setback from Oyster House Road. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
And Mr. Whitehouse, are those all the variances that are needed? Because when I look at the survey, it looks like because of the, and I admit the survey that I've got was a little tough to read just because it was a little small print, but it looked like there might have been a few other places that it needed it. Not to say that it is different structures, but just different numbers on some of those. Whether the steps off the proposed addition, the porch, and then some of the different points because of the angling of the road there and the property.
We believe that's what they needed, but if they need further variances, we can include them.
Okay. I don't think it's anything different from, I mean, we've got a survey here, we can work off it, but I don't know that it's just the two or three that you mentioned. It looked to me like there might have been upwards of, you know, six or eight. Potentially.
To include the steps on the westernmost side.
Mr. Willard's client, I'm sure, would like to make sure it's accurate in the record. So.
Okay. Yep. You ready for me, Mr. Chairman?
I am. How are you, Mr. Willard?
I got a little bit of a cold, so I'll try to be efficient. These are my clients, Joe and Nicole Ashton. Joe's the principal in Ashton Group, LTD. It's a landscaping, pool, hardscaping, outdoor, residential business that they do it all, soup to nuts, if you would, the design, the planning, the installation. I think Joe originally started in Hokesson's been down here for several years, and business is good based on all the residential, and they've developed a pretty impressive reputation in the community. A couple years ago they bought this property, and the property is unique. In fact, you approved a variance for a pergola on this property for a ice cream business. I think it was in your file that I looked at several years ago. And I don't know if she never really took off with it, but one thing you noted that it is a unique property. And in part of the space where they're just asking for an addition, I think that's where it was approved. Because the property is so unique, it has three sides that have county roads. It's got Oyster House Road, and then it's got Access Road that goes to the light, and then it's along Route 1, and it's C1. We actually, you know, blew this by your staff beforehand to make sure we were accurate, because it had two fronts, and since it's C1, it's 60 feet frontage, and we consider the frontage on Oyster House Road as well as on Route 1. One thing to point out is the building, which is labeled dwelling, and I have larger copies if y'all want of this, if that would be helpful.
That would be great. Sure.
Would it? Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're dealing with and what we're asking for is they want to expand their office, which is about 1,094 square feet. They have approximately five employees that use the office pretty regularly, and another five that are out on the field. So they need a separate office space for, you know, Joe and Nicole. And Nicole does a lot of the bookkeeping, but also their foreman for the pool operation, as well as their foreman for landscaping. They need to use the office. So that's the reason for the expansion. And if you look at the survey, they want to go towards the connection road, and you see the proposed addition, which is 14 by 26, plus an 8-foot porch. And you also have vertical renditions as well that we'll pull up, or I can pull up if Janelle helps me. And then they want to add a 10-foot addition in the back, just to get, quite frankly, some more office space. So if you look at the existing dwelling that was there already, and look at the boundary on Route 1, there was already, they were 8.3 feet from their property line. There's the vertical rendition. Maybe if we can go back to the survey. So if you look at the larger one, it's much easier to see than the screen up there. You can see that as the dwelling existed before, they were 8.3 feet from the line on Route 1, the property line, 8.9. So it already was pretty well into the setback. It was a small building. It was a dwelling, kind of in bad shape when they bought it, but they cleaned it up. So when they go towards the connector road to the left, if you're looking at the survey, really they're not changing the setback into that area, but for 0.3 feet, you can see that. And from the top along Oyster House Road, with that connection that goes towards that addition that goes towards the connection road, they're just changing the setback from 37.4 feet to 29.8 feet. So that's why we're asking for 32.2 feet on one end and actually 52-foot variance on the Route 1. But it's the point I'm making is it's not that much different than what's there now. They're adding approximately 600 square feet to the building just to get more office space, but they're not coming considerably into the setbacks on the Route 1 or Oyster House Road. We submit based on the shape of the property that is unique. It's pie-shaped. It has two front yards that borders three county roads. It's actually 38 by 197 by 110 by 186. And also it's somewhat unique that it has a pre-existing dwelling that was already in the setbacks. To do this expansion or addition, we think it's actually pretty modest, but will serve their need and allows them to reasonably use the property in what they've intended it to be used for, and just add a couple of small more office space. They, as far as their business is concerned, they will have clients come for the design meetings, but they usually don't have, you know, one party. It's not like a retail establishment where people are coming and going. And you can see toward the Oyster House Road, the surveyor has prepared two spaces for parking with two additional spaces. And I thought the survey we had submitted, and I may have handed you an old one, because Simpler, I requested that Simpler show the parking spaces on the survey. And I might have given you the old ones, but we did submit new ones as well that show there are actually five spaces. Oh, you can see the lines actually. They're in the gravel area. So there are five spaces there, and there are four that can be used on Oyster House Road, which would give you nine parking spaces, which should be ample for their needs. And also, I think it meets your codes based on the square footage. So we submit this proposal to get reasonable office space could not otherwise be done, and is done in a modest fashion and minimal fashion because they're just going into the two sides and not asking for any variances there. We also submit to you that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Right nearby is all commercial, the Wheels bike shop, Big Fish Grills across the street. You may be familiar with the area, Boardwalk Builders. There's an office complex across the street and the light there. So quite frankly, they've improved this area with the way they fixed up the building. The uniqueness of the property was not created by them. It existed when they bought it, so they didn't create it. And those are the five elements that I think you must adhere to, and I think they're met in this particular application. If you don't have any questions for me, I'll call Mr. Ashton up here.
I have one question.
Please.
The previous Board of Adjustment hearing in 2013, what were their variances granted?
Yes, it was.
Not just for the pergola, but for the
sign.
the setbacks?
I have the decision here, and it looked like there was just one requested and one granted. So it looks like they might have only considered one front.
I think...
It was one for 30...
What you might be referring to more technically or specifically, you have a landscape wall and then several landscape walls and a sign that appear to be outside of the property line.
Yeah, and these, to the extent, those aren't, the sign was already there and pre-existed. They haven't changed that at all. They just changed the lettering on it.
Okay.
And what they are, and we've discussed this at length, quite frankly, because we thought that question may come up. They are in the Del Dot right-of-way, and Del Dot has had no objection to it for that reason. They're not covered structures or anything. They actually kind of enhance the frontage of the property. But to me, they wouldn't require a variance. They're not on the lot. They're in the Del Dot right-of-way, and they've had no objection to it at all.
Bill?
I was just curious why it wasn't picked up in 2013.
Probably because we didn't have this good a survey.
Okay.
And quite frankly, if it is, or ever it does become, they'll comply with whatever has to be done. But there's a ample right-of-way there. And I thought I had, Janelle, other pictures. Do they have any other photographs to give you a better idea?
You gave us pictures.
There's photographs, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, somebody printed this. Cool.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the house from the Wizard of Oz or something. So that would be the back. So they fixed it up. And that would be the entrance, but they come off the back 8 feet there. Just had a small office there. And on the porch on the other side, you just scan around there.
It is an improvement, is what it was previously.
And the fact that they keep it in good shape, it's obviously beneficial to their business. That's their showcase.
Right.
And that sign was already there. And so it was permitted, and they didn't change the dimensions at all. They just changed the lettering, which seemed most efficient.
I just think we need to clean it up this time if we didn't catch it last time.
Well, you can't actually do anything about the sign?
Sign, but the...
Walls?
The closeness to the... It's not...
Just reviewing the...
Setback.
Just reviewing the previous Board of Adjustment case, just looking at the... findings and facts, it looks as if the two variances were approved. I think as well had commented that it looks as if one was approved and one was denied, but reading it back, it looks as if a variance was granted for 38.25 feet from the 60, and then another variance was granted for 32.5 feet from the 60, but it doesn't say specifically whether they're on opposite sides, but two were granted. So
yeah, it seemed, and I
so they took care of that.
It seems like that would have to be the two frontage.
Variances were taken care of in 13.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was that pergola-type structure that Mr. Willard had referenced. Looking at this, okay. I believe it's in the record, the survey from that hearing was lacking with some detail. So the focus there was only, appears to be that open-air structure, which isn't the issue here today. It doesn't even look like maybe it's even it was ever built, perhaps.
It may have been. I think, Joe, you took that down, didn't you?
It was, but we took it down. No.
Yeah, and the house was in pretty poor shape. It's
okay.
So we're hoping, I think, by these photographs and what we've submitted to you, that they meet the five elements that are required to add this variance. We do believe it's pretty minimal, modest. It'll give them a reasonable use of the land, just to give them a couple extra offices. They don't necessarily intend to hire people more, but they're just growing out to be able to have the meeting be functional. And knowing what they do, they're going to do it right. So if you want to hear from Joe or Nicole, I can call Joe up here briefly to just do what I do. Joe?
They need to be sworn in.
Were they already sworn in? Whose fault is that?
He's standing even at the Joe Ashton. The office is 37458 Oyster House Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Right here.
Nicole Bailey Ashton.
Same address?
37458 Oyster House Road, yes.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, one thing, too, with the property, when we purchased it, we never really were able to get any of the property corners located. I had three different surveyors out over the last 2 years. No one could accomplish it. I don't want to name names, but finally, after several thousand hours later, we were able to get simpler to be able to give this survey. So prior to that, no one could do anything. No one could locate anything. So we had to go through all the Del Dot channels. So we recently got that. It's the only reason why we have this good rendering and what we're doing here now.
Okay. And the entrance won't change, so it'll be pretty efficient. Do you have any questions for Mr. Ashton?
Does he swear your
ask firm? Him your question.
Oh, that's right. They're helping me along. They didn't realize I'm under the weather. You've heard my representations to the board. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, dear.
And I introduced Nicole Ashton, I think. It's Nicole Bailey, correct?
Nicole Bailey Ashton.
Yeah, they...
You got to say the whole thing.
They got married. That's what they did.
Okay.
We'll note it in the record.
She kept her name, though. All right. Any other questions for me?
If I could just respond to Mr. Sharp's questions. So just for the sake of completeness, to include the steps on the westernmost side of the structure, that's achieving a setback of 36, so a 24-foot variance would be required as well if the steps were being specifically outlined.
Oyster House or?
On Oyster House Road. And the steps to the northernmost side of the building are achieving a 44-foot setback, which would require a 16-foot variance from the 60 to Oyster House Road. And on the south side of the building, they're achieving a setback of 33 feet from the property line to Route 1, which would need a 27-foot setback, a variance from the 60. So if you wanted those three added for completeness.
Yeah, I guess I was thinking, and I hope I'm not overthinking here, but we were looking at the addition on the east side would need a variance from Oyster House and from Route 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The addition on the west side would need one from both sides. The right. porch would need one from both sides, and then the steps would need one from both sides.
Okay, so the two.
So that'd be, what, eight? My math's right? Eight different variances?
So we introduced two, and then in addition to that, we have the 24-foot variance from Oyster House Road for the addition on the western side. Plus, it needs a 4.1-foot variance from the required 60 for the eastern proposed addition from the Oyster House Road setback. And then it needs the last one.
We were just asked for this and this.
So the 12 variances total, with the additional remaining two being 50.9 feet from the required 60 to Delaware Route number one, and then the last one.
And what those will do will encompass all the ones shown on the survey dated October 31st, 2018 for the structure showing on that plan.
Correct. With the last one being 51.1 feet from the required 60 from Route 1. Okay. And that's all of them.
Great.
Thank you for cleaning that up. I guess the assumption we had when we came in is if you get the maximum variance, the one that's the closest, it would cover the others, but you take each corner.
Yeah, we try to, that way we kind of pin it and know where it's at.
No, they want to be in compliance and do it right, so.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Sorry, I just got to grab my card.
Other questions from members of the board? Any other questions from Mr. Shaw?
Is there any, I don't see any in the pictures, but I just want to make sure there's no outdoor HVAC.
There is. Right down there on the, back in. On the right.
Yeah.
Okay. On the right end. It's an LG ductless.
Okay. That'll be an area where the addition will go. Do we know if a HVAC system is proposed to be put on that side of the building? Or
Joe, do you want to address that? I can't.
Just to make sure if we're
catching everything here.
I think that P-TAC is probably not the equation. There is a condenser on the Route 1 side that's an existing condenser that sits there on the property line.
We just want to get it cleaned up, and we don't want you to have to come back again.
Right.
So you have, which is not shown on the survey, is...
There it is.
Well, that's not, of course, but you just said there was a condenser or a heat pump on that side?
Yeah, it's right where the sign is right there.
Yeah.
Actually point to it.
It's in those trees.
It's actually right here.
In the trees?
Yeah, okay. Right behind that tree.
So they actually need a variance for that?
Yeah.
And where will your HVAC system go for the addition?
You want it to just go right back in that spot?
It's good.
Can you step out?
Well, if it goes in that spot, it's fine, but if you put it outside of the addition, then it's going to encroach further. And that particular one would probably require 2.5 feet. I only know that because I'm doing heating and air conditioning.
I would think the same location if it's allowed.
It looks like it's even with the building.
It is.
Yeah. So your building's not coming out, that the addition's not coming out to the edge?
It will be coming out to the edge.
Then the unit will have to be moved.
Okay. It's going to be undersized anyway.
So we need to add on that another, to be safe, 30 inches?
So
2.5 feet?
Let's go 3 feet, just...
2.5 feet, plenty.
So scanning from the plan. Yeah, so the additional variance would be, so it's achieving 34, it needs a 26.
It's going on the Route 1 side.
Yeah, you could go 3 feet on that side, and then for the existing one on the other side, I would say go 4.
Yeah.
So I think it's a 56-foot variance if you're coming out 3, and I don't know the other side. If you're coming out 3, that's 60.
No. Just two.
So on the south side, it'd be a 25-foot variance from the required 60 for the HVAC.
You're going to add 4 feet on that one, the road side, the Route 1 side.
Got it right here.
Because that's probably that's a ducted system, correct?
Yes. Yeah. So to clamp it, so it'd be 56-foot variance from the 60 to cover the HVAC south side. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that 14? 14 variances?
I don't know. Can we find a couple more?
13 in total.
Okay.
14 sorry, both sides.
All right. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,249. It is a unique property that is a pie-shaped and has a public road on 3 sides. It cannot otherwise be developed. It was not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and they are asking for a minimum variance.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. By roll call vote, Mr. Mears.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Would you like these stamped copies?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I thought they were in the bracket.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,250, Commercial Joint Ventures LLC. Gerald Hocker seeks variances from the separation distance, the front yard setback, side yard setback, and rear yard setback for existing structures. Section 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Atlantic Avenue, approximately 943 feet east of Roxana Road. The 911 address is Bethany Crest Mobile Home Park, Clarksville. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial, and AR1 Agricultural Residential. The tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 35.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a blanket variance for the Bethany Crest Manufactured Home Park for a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between units and a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot front yard requirement for units and a 2-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard requirement for units. Staff would note that we received 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition and 0 mail returns. The letter of opposition is received from the adjoining landowner to the west, raising concerns in relation to proximity and that the development will be located adjoining the boundary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joel Hoffman, 38489 Hickman Road, Ocean View Dolphins.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Here to request a variance for Bethany Crest Mobile Home Park. That park was developed in the early 60s. I couldn't get an exact date. I can tell you I lived there from 71 to 73, and it's probably the best thing I've ever done, because as a legislator, all these people in these manufactured homes come up to me and say, you don't know what it is to live in a mobile home on rented property. I said, oh, yes, I do. But what I'm up against,
Mr. Hocker, if I can interrupt, can you mind pulling your microphones towards you so we can get, yeah, thank you.
With this part, you know, I have been doing my best to clean it up. When I bought it, 2 lots had 1 septic system. They were all failing on top of the ground. There was a contract to buy that park prior to me purchasing it that was going to take everybody out and use it. And that developer came to my son and I and showed us a Walmart on our property with our store completely down. And when it was all said and done, I says, Walmart may come in this area, but they're not going to come on this commercial corner. They had a deposit. They put a deposit on that manufactured home park and a property behind me trying to intimidate me. But people know me don't know that I don't get intimidated too easy, and all that fell through. The day that it fell through, I purchased that park to keep it as a park and keep those people there. I had the commercial property that joins that park. That commercial property would make me a whole lot more money to change it than a park, but my intentions are to keep it as a park. I mentioned the failing septic systems. Nobody could have a wash machine. I made a deal with Sussex County to be part of the Millville Town Sanitary District, and we put central sewer in that park. I put a whole new water system in it. I paved the roadway all the way around it. There's nothing but potholes. And I think I really made the park completely different than what it was. It was also a drug-infested park. Many people would buy a mobile home in there for $400 or $500, not pay, get kicked out, sell it to somebody else. And one of the first things I did was all the approvals had to be approved to me to sell the park. I've taken down either 16 or 17 mobiles out of that park. And all the drug problems that were brought to my attention, I made sure that the state police had those names. And to my knowledge, I don't think there's any drug-infested homes in that park, and hopefully not. Today, I went to my neighbor, Franklin Bennett, explained to him why I had to have this variance. If I don't get this variance, Sussex County has taken 19 lots away from me that I cannot put a new home on. And the variance for this lot 3 is only a very small corner of the home. The left-hand corner, back corner, is well within the 5 foot. The right-hand corner, what's up there, is not within the 5 foot. When I was in there, I had the same size trailer on lot 7 or 8. I couldn't remember exactly what trailer. In today's variance, if we don't get this variance in today's setback standards, I could not have put that home there. So I'm just asking, you know, to give me the variance so I can continue it as a park. I operate 8 different businesses. I can tell you most of them have been very successful. But if I rate all eight of them, this would be to the bottom, because I haven't made any money with this park or what I had to spend on it.
Why are we here tonight?
So we're here tonight because the, if you can look on the screen, the right side of the mobile home park, they're very small and they're very shallow lots.
On my right, as I'm looking at that.
All of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So a new single wide or double wide, the length does not fit into those lots. As you can see, there were several surveys provided. One is of lot three, because lot three also needs a variance for the accessory structure. And you can also see how tight that double wide fits onto the leased area. It does not comply.
This?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a single wide. 16.
That's sorry, it's a single wide.
Yeah. And they don't make anything less than the 15 and a half or 16 foot model.
Correct.
So you can't buy a mobile home now.
Not from the
like 12 or 14
that
foot.
I deal with.
Right.
And the problem is the
problem is the length, not the width. But
yes.
I didn't point out, I also moved that road, which wasn't on the original plot, over towards the center because I had plenty of room in the center. So do you got
the original survey.
Survey
showed the existing right of way. So those lots have always been that way since the 60s, because we have the survey from the 60s that shows the right of way as is. So the lots on the right hand side are the ones that have the concern that trying to put a new single wide, they would all need a variance due to the shallowness of the lot for those. So it was suggested that a blanket variance for the entire park, because that way then we don't have to worry about what lots in the park have a variance, that they could all be requested to have a reduction in the separation distance, the front yard and the rear yard, and lot three also needs a variance from the side yard for the shed, as the accessory structure is on the lease line.
And okay. And just to also point out for the board, you and your packet have a revised right-of-way plan in there. It's got those lots shown there. And Mr. Hocker, you can correct me if I'm wrong here. It shows there the location of the existing road, but then there's a right-of-way line, and that is on those, and which Ms. Cornwell was alluding to, those lots on that side are, as I view this, shorter. They have less depth than the other lots in the neighborhood. Is
correct.
That correct, Senator Hahn?
And the lots in the center have no problem with length, and the lots on the left-hand side have no problem, because I own all the property all the way to Route 17.
But because of the shallow depth of the lot, they're kind of angled at
problem.
A weird shape, which has a domino effect on the other
That's
separation.
The angle is what's created the problem. And we're only asking for the variance because of that angle, really. This mobile home, when I bought the park, was owned by Lord Baltimore Lions Club. Had a fellow in there that was probably the most unsanitary person you could have in a mobile home park. When we went to hook up his sewer on the central sewer, he said, don't hook it up, I don't even use the facilities. We were so happy to get him out. And when I went to the neighbor and talked to him about why I requested this variance, he said, one of the best days of my life was when you tore that other trailer down. And he showed me pictures of the trash behind it and beside it. Mm-hmm. So. But this manufactured home is going to the very same rear setback as that home was we tore down.
So the people own their mobile homes. You don't own them and rent them out. You're just supplying.
This one is a brand new home that I have. My wife and I own it now for sale. We lost the sale because I did not have the occupancy permit and did not get one until I applied for this variance hearing. I lost the sale of that home already.
Okay.
But most of the homes in there are owned by the renter of the lot. I do own, I think, five or six.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
I have no question either.
Good. Questions from other members of the board?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp.
I want to make sure that I'm looking at this right on that survey. The edge of paving on those lots, on that the shallow lots, it's away from the front property line. So there is a gap there.
Oh, yeah.
But for purposes of the right-of-way, you couldn't put the home closer to the road, so, you know, there is kind of a gap there between that, is that right?
There's a buried electric cable right in front of that home. Now, we did move the road over when I put the sewer in, but the sewer's on the right-of-way, but we, when we paved the road, we paved it as far to the center line as we could, the center lots as we could.
All right, I have no further questions, thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So, if I can, not trying to interrupt, it's just a clarification, it's a blanket variance for the separation distance, the rear yard, and the front yard, but for lot three only do they need a side yard for the accessory structure, because that one currently for lot three, that accessory structure is on the lot line.
Okay.
Does that?
The home's not on the lot line.
No, the accessory structure, the shed.
The shed.
It does that.
And we're trying to put a shed on every one of them so we can keep the park looking neat and clean, and they're supposed to keep everything in those sheds.
Okay, then he would need a blanket variance, but that's going to be whether or not you want to allow that to be on the property line or not.
And the other question is, does that also have a separation distance issue for that lot three to the one to that other side?
I think any shed in the mobile home park is going to have a separation distance, and right now it is proposed to have between mobile homes, it's proposed to be 15 feet, so a reduction of 5, and I don't know if you want to reduce that between the mobile homes and the accessory structures to be even further reduced.
Will all the sheds be on the property line?
No. That is up to the board.
No.
They won't. No. You can make that. Just that one side.
I think that's the only one that is on the property line, but I'm not sure.
How about if you put new sheds on? Would it have to be on the property line then? Or you just.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot of room.
Because right now they are required to be 5 feet off and meet a 20-foot separation distance. The specific for lot three, it needs to either be moved a foot or two. So then you can grant a blanket variance for the setback for any accessory structure, 2 or 3 feet, whatever the board determines is appropriate, and then probably a separation distance from between accessory structures and the manufactured homes.
So what's the distance right now between that shed and?
Zero. So
it's on the line.
No, between that and any other structure.
We don't have a survey for that.
So we can't do too much of a blanket on that then.
Right. Can you move the shed at all?
We can move it. I mean, it's not easy to move. If I move that shed, I probably could not put a shed with that mobile home park. And believe me, the neighbors, and I own all the lots, so we're putting it to the property line, but I'm the owner of the property, so.
It's for us to do a blanket separation. If you could tell us what the minimum or maximum of variance would be on all those other lots, then we can leave the hearing open for that purpose. You can give us that information, and then we can blanket that as well.
I won't put any sheds any closer than a 5-foot variance from here on out.
Well, the variance
from the mobile homes. I think all the rest of them are probably 5 foot. I'm not
so
sure.
A 10-foot, you could get 10 feet between a shed and the adjacent mobile home. So then you'd have 15 feet between mobile homes.
And 10 feet between shed and mobile home?
We would don't have that room.
You don't? Okay. Then
the lots are only 45 foot wide.
So they're 45 foot
and
wide.
And you got the weird angle.
Yeah.
But if you could move that shed up, you can give a blanket on it then, couldn't you?
Well,
you can't
no,
put it on the
no.
It's either. You have a couple of options.
Well, we can't blanket something. If we blanket something, then all of it has to stay within that setback. And then if there happens to be one that isn't.
Then it would come back. So you could either grant a blanket variance, or you could just specifically grant a variance for lot three for the accessory structure. And any other accessory structures are going to have to comply with a 15-foot separation distance that is proposed and the 5-foot side yard setback.
All right, I can do that by order narrower sheds.
Yeah,
but
a lot of the sheds are owned by the owners who owns the homes. I just happen to own this one because I'm selling it.
But the separation between the shed and that mobile home, what's the minimum that would make those lots work? Because they are small. It's been there a long time. ever since I can remember.
I know how old I am, and I cannot remember it being put in. It was there.
The Powell's owned it, I remember.
Yeah, Irvin Powell did it. Bethany Arms.
So, what's the minimum
distance
separation between the shed and a mobile home that would work for all the lots, so we can do a blanket variance?
If you go 5 and a 12-foot shed, you got 17 foot, and the maximum you would have would be 18 foot from home to property line.
So, because what's proposed is a 15 foot between mobile home to mobile home. So if he can get 10 feet between a mobile home and a shed, and if there's something that's out there that doesn't meet the 10
doesn't
feet,
fit,
then
they're
going to have
for
to
it.
Just,
yeah.
But I will tell you, I have put other sheds and come up here, and they said a building permit was not necessary. And this is the... I don't think we've ever gotten a building permit for any sheds in that old park.
I'm sorry, you're misinformed.
Because I was told we wasn't required to get a building permit for a shed or a rented lot.
600 feet.
Yeah, but you are, son.
I found that out on this one.
Yeah. Well,
so we're trying to figure out.
So what Ms. Cornwell's suggesting is that on the blanket right now, we're talking about 15 feet distance, forget property lines, 15 feet minimum distance between mobile homes. And we can also blanket 10 feet between any shed and a mobile home adjacent, not the one that the property it's on.
I understand that.
And then if there's an exception that you have that you can't make that work, then that's the only ones you would need to come in for a variance in the future. Does that work?
I think I know there's some now that are closer than the 10 foot.
Well, we'll just consider them non-conforming now.
We'll make it work.
And then what would you like to do with the setback of the shed? Because on lot 3, it's on the property line. The code requirement is 5 feet. Would you like to lessen that?
Five foot variance is blanket.
So they can be on the property line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that work for you?
Works for me. Okay. It wouldn't work if somebody else owned the property line next to it. But
no, right. Right.
That's my wife and I.
Right.
Okay.
And I just want to clarify, the intent is not to have a shed next adjacent to a shed. We need some separation distance between sheds, so they do not. You'll have a zero property line for accessory structures. The one thing I want to make sure
you're still going to have 10 feet.
That you can't have a shed and a shed adjacent to each other.
Right. It's going to be very hard to put any sheds from this day on.
Yep. Okay.
Which to me, it's a whole lot cleaner to allow those sheds. And I should have brought them. I could have showed you some pictures of what I had to put up with when I first moved there until we required sheds.
But you're okay with that, with the
proposed.
Yeah. As long as I don't have to move any that are existing now, we'll follow the rules from here on out.
Okay. Do you have all that?
I suggest making sure that all these people that are selling sheds know that, because they also think that they're not required.
Right.
We've sent some letters to a few of them. Whenever we hear somebody that comes in and somebody says, hey, our builder, we'll file a letter.
Most of them
don't. Because I bought a lot of sheds, and I've been told a lot of times that it's not required.
Oh, yeah. They don't think you need permits. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Yep. For this motion?
We haven't asked for opposed.
Oh,
we have.
Public. Yes, we did.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Janelle interrupted us.
I'll entertain them.
Perhaps.
I make a motion.
Comments.
That we approve $12,250 for a blanket variance because of the uniqueness of the property and non-conforming. It is dated back to probably in the 1950s, maybe.
And to keep it a bimbo.
And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We're asking for a minimum variance.
I'm second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. So
and before vote, can we just get a recitation of the variances just so that my head's clear on what we're getting here?
So if I reread the original request and then add the additional two.
That sounds great.
So specifically, the applicant is requesting a blanket variance for the Bethany Crest Manufactured Home Park for a 5-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance between units, a 3-foot variance from the required 5-foot front yard requirement for units, and a 2-foot variance from the required 5-foot rear yard requirement for units. And then the additional two variances are a 10-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation between dwellings and adjoining accessory structures on adjoining lots, and a blanket variance of 5 feet from the required 5 feet for accessory structures to the property line. So there were two additional variances in addition to those three.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Workman.
Yeah.
Roll call vote.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons have been stated. By a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you. Appreciate it.